We've been blabbering here for a minute. I want to check in with the boys in the aquarium. Good morning, Landfill. How you feeling about the Commanders yesterday?
I mean, they lost to a better team.
They lost to a better team. They performed. I'm not too mad at it. I think we should check in with Jeff, though.
Jeff, you okay?
Jeff been yelling. I walked in at like 9:45-ish, and Jeff was already going at it in the aquarium with
hey, Jeff. Don't back down from that.
Obviously, Valdez is an actual Ravens fan. Drab, I think, is kind of just hating on Jeff.
Just a hater.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, man, but it's something I got to get off my chest. You other fans, stop hating on us, making it seem like we're supposed to just go through the season quiet, not talking, not cheering for our team, like we're supposed to just go out here ready to take L's just because we play a better team. Like, stop that. It sucks. it sucks. Also, stop painting us Commanders fans to be ignorant about the game. Like, we understood that the Ravens were a better team, but we have confidence in our team. We're seeing something new. And just stop hating on us, because that's all it is. Because last season, you weren't talking to us like this. You wasn't talking to us like this the season before, when we wasn't winning. And we were happy that we were pulling out wins. Like, all this trash talk wasn't there. But now that we went B, this what y'all was going through in 91?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of hate.
Yeah, because I'm starting to feel it feels good. But just stop. But
I was thinking about that, about this morning. I recognize there's going to be some statistical, whether they're anomalies or patterns, that compare to 91. Let's, as a radio program, stop the 91 comparisons. That's an all-time great team. Mm-hmm. And these guys ain't close. That, you started 11-0. These guys lost the opener. I like this team. I like what they're building. But let's forsake talking about 91.
But see, JP, when people are saying, like, when fans are, like, of course, when us younger fans are asking about 91, we're not saying that, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're not saying that.
I get that. Let's talk about 99. That was a good team. That's
Like,
I was there too.
A good team. And I think if the Turk boys connect on that field goal, you're going to the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. Like, 99, I'm cool with.
All right, well, let's go 99.
Basically, like, it's
the last time we actually was seeing a winning team.
It's also like the last time I was in high school.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, because we don't know what, like, we keep beating the same bush and burning the same, whatever.
Whatever the saying is, yeah, I don't know what the hell you're saying.
We keep beating this dead horse. That's what it was. I'm just mad.
But it's like, bush?
Yeah. Forget it. But the thing is, dude, we're just saying in regards to winning, dude. Like, we're seeing our team win, and we have optimism about the future. That's all it is. But it seems like, just because we're happy about the future and we're understanding the game, like, we understood that our defense was a little bit, it's bad. We understood that. But you can't get mad at us, or you can't try to, I would say, calm down our excitement for the future. Any team that has been losing for so long and they actually see their team trending in the right way correctly, you know, it's not just a hot streak here. It actually looks like there's some substance behind the team. Any fan of any team in any league is going to be excited for improvement.
This guy, Pedro Gonzalez, he said, I know I'm only one fan, but I want you to be able to tell the players and coaches, thank you for giving the fans hope every Sunday and Monday when they're playing games on Mondays. That's what it is. The fans have hope now. They went through a long period of time where wasn't much hope. We had some of the super, super diehards who tried to fake it out, but it wasn't a ton of hope. But right now, they don't quit. They keep fighting. And I think a lot of fans just understand when you go into a game, the possibility of winning is there, unlike it used to be in the past.
B, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I think, I mean, specifically, hope, it's directly correlated to the quarterback position.
Hell yeah.
And when you look at an organization, I mean, you can tell me the stat you want to hear, but here's what I can tell you. And you've heard me say these before, but I continue to point them out to just hammer the absurdity of the quarterback futility in this city. The franchise's all-time passing touchdowns leader last played in 1952. Do you know how many more touchdowns are being thrown now than there were in the 40s? This dude played football during World War II. It's almost 100 years ago. And he's the all-time passing touchdowns leader. Like, the math suggests that shouldn't be possible.
True.
They play way more games now. They throw the ball 50 times more.
Yep.
There's a million rules in place to make it better for the offense. Sonny Jurgensen is a Hall of Famer and a hero. He's my father-in-law's favorite player ever. I think if you were of that generation and you got to watch Sonny, he not only had the best arm in the league, he was also just pretty damn cool. Sonny has some juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sonny's the last quarterback to throw for 30 touchdowns in a season. That's like fairly commonplace. Baker Mayfield, I think, has 15 through 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Washington hasn't had a quarterback throw for 30 since 1967.
I wasn't even born, Jim.
Bro, 1967.
Yeah, that's before I was born.
Like, just the absurdity of all of that. And Theismann played really well, and they were a run-first team. And Robert had a rocket ship of a rookie year. And Kirk had some good years. But, like, none of it has felt like this. Where this dude looks like, people are so caught up in like a future MVP, whatever you want to say. He looks like a franchise quarterback, a legitimate franchise quarterback.
True.
As much as Bruce botched the Kirk situation, maybe they should have paid him. Maybe Kirk's not worth $60 million a year, whatever. Nobody would botch this. Mm-hmm. You watch this. I don't care about EPA and all the advanced analytics, which tell you Jaden is the dude. Just watch it.
Yeah.
Just eye test.
He passed the eye test consistently.
And that's why this is different.
I talked with Rod Wilson yesterday on the sideline. And I just tell you, I love talking to guys that will be facing your quarterback. And when they give him praise, that's stuff I like to hear. Rod is a Hall of Famer. And he was praising him. So the ultimate thing is, we've traveled already this year. We've been around. I talked to different people. And it's not just fans of this team that are impressed by him. It's people of fans of other teams outside of the buildings that are sitting up there praising this kid because he does things the right way. He has it. You know, that it, whatever that it is, he sure in the hell has it.